Today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge, life takes energy.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
A tribute to heroes.
Our next veteran served in the Army for a full 20 years. His story of service is a great picture of just how blessed we are to have so many selfless patriots serving our nation, keeping us safe and free. And now, his story.
My name is Scott Cranfill. I was born in July of 1968, served in the Army for 20 years. I joined in November of 1994 and retired in November of 2014. Joined as a medic, and I was a medic for 10 years. At the 10-year mark, I reenlisted for a physical therapy specialist, and I ended up running clinics for the Army my last 10 years.
Like so many of our young people after graduating from high school, Scott had no real career plan laid out.
After high school, I went to college for a couple of years, got a two-year degree in business. I ended up working full-time, did that for a little while. To be honest with you, I was basically going from job to job. I really didn't have any kind of direction. I was kind of lost, didn't know what I wanted to do.
Fortunately, Scott's father was watching, and whenever the time was right, he made a suggestion to Scott.
My father, he was in the Army for 4 years, and then he joined the Navy for 4 years back in the 50s. He kind of sat me down and talked to me. He's like, hey, you may want to think about pursuing the military and see and get you a direction. I talked to him about it, thought the medical field would be a good field. So I got the job as a medic. It was good kind of having him there and knowing that he was in the military. So that definitely helped out.
That's good. Okay. So yes, then you tested, and then what happened next?
I tested, did my physical and my ASVAB, passed both of those, and then you sit down with a guidance counselor, and they go over all the jobs you qualify for. medical specialist was one of the jobs I could get. Because I had a couple of years of college, I went in as a higher rank. When I joined in November of 94, I attended basic training at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, got through with basic training, and then my first duty station was Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And I was assigned to the 28th Combat Support Hospital, basically a big, giant field hospital. I was with them for about 5 years. Then I got orders to go to Germany as a physical therapy technician in Heidelberg.
Then while Scott was in Germany, then came September the 11th, 2001, and his job changed dramatically.
The day that September 11th happened, I was in the front entrance of the hospital looking at the television they had and seeing that first plane hit the tower. That was something else. When that happened, you know, everything changed. Basically, after that day, we all had to go on guard duty. We had to do 12-hour intervals for about 6 months. The medical job, that was done for us. Whoever we had left just had to make do. We were basically patrolling on the inside of the hospital, not the outside. They also had the Polizei, the German police, helping us out, too, as far as guarding the outside. An incident I was involved with was me and my fellow soldier were walking on the inside of the hospital, trolling the street, and I saw this one guy cross the street kind of walk up towards the hospital, and he had a compass in his hand. He was looking at the hospital. He got the compass and shot. It's called shooting an azimuth, where you're basically holding the compass up and holding it towards the hospital to get a degrees on the compass. He turned right around. He did a 180, and then, like, right where the hospital was at, we lived next to, like, a mountain. But he turned right around and shot the azimuth back up in the mountain, like a 180. And I'm like, that was very strange. So I called the Polizei, come and talk to that guy. And it turns out he was basically, they were going to mortar the hospital, basically. They were going to fire rockets onto the hospital. And they caught the guys that were going to do it, trying to do that. It didn't happen, thank God, but that was something. And, you know, the whole world changed that day. After Heidelberg, Germany, I got assigned to Fort McPherson, Atlanta, Georgia. I was still doing physical therapy. After that, I came up on recruiting duty from 04 to 06. So 04 to 06, I was there, Stephenville. Then 06 to 2010, I was at Fort Stewart.
And then it came. Scott was assigned to go to Iraq.
I was still physical therapy, so I was assigned to a hospital there called Camp Buka. And when I got there, there were over 40,000 Iraqi prisoners of war there. It was an incredible amount. The prison, you know, with concertina wire, guards, the whole thing. And that happened to be where the hospital was set up inside the prison. So I worked inside the prison every day. I had to get over there. Prisoners of war just all hanging on the fence, looking at you, watching you, trying to see your name, trying to see anything they could, you know, it looked like, to gather information. And I tell you, I've never had claustrophobia before.
Yeah.
But I can tell you when I came back, I was very, very claustrophobic. I got to believe that was because I was inside a prison or surrounded by prisoners of war for 12 months. But I couldn't be in a small room, couldn't be in a room where more than two people were talking. If it was, I couldn't watch the news. I couldn't go to the mall. It was bad. I think anybody that goes over there, no matter what their job is, to be honest with you, changes in some way. It's hard not to, based on what you see and where you live. And be honest with you, when I first got there, knowing that some of these people may have killed soldiers, it was kind of hard to get my mind wrapped around providing them care.
Yeah.
Knowing that they did that to us, it took a long time to kind of get my mind in the right frame to do it. I mean, I did it, obviously, it was tough at first. It was tough because they were, you know, they would come in and they would see, you know, we had our name tags on, and they would come in and sit down in the clinic, and you couldn't understand what they were saying because they were speaking in Arabic, and they would be looking at your name tag, and you're like, oh, okay, well, what if this guy knows somebody in the States and they're going to try and kill my wife or my children, right?
Yeah.
By my last name, right?
Yeah.
So thoughts like that run through your mind when you're over there. That was a tough time.
Wow.
You know,
so then you were there being at that particular location, and then what happened after that?
After my tour, we came back home in 2010. I got my last duty assignment for Hawaii. It was me and my wife and our daughter. You know, I was working a lot, but they had a good time going to the beach every day.
So what can you say about those you served with in the military during that time?
You know, just as a collective, man, the soldiers in the military are some of the best people I've ever met. You know, just the overall collective of who they are, what they're doing, what they're representing, the sacrifices they're making. Just a great group of people, man.
Yeah. As we wrapped up Scott's interview, he asked if he could give a few last words about what his wife had done while he was serving.
He sacrificed a lot. And then moving, you know, 20 years of moving, or the spouses, the kids,
yeah,
they sacrificed just as much as the soldiers, in my opinion. So well said, sir. Very well said.
Yeah. My thanks to Scott Cranfield for his amazing 20 years of military service and for his great heart for America. May we all remember that so many serving, their wives, their families, just how blessed we are for all of them, for all of them. And God bless you all. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back with another veteran story after these messages.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello and welcome back to this special Memorial Day tribute program. I'm Jerry Stewart. This next veteran always makes me so very proud when I tell her story. It is the powerful story of one young woman who had so many plans for her young life. But the night she heard President Roosevelt speak after the Japanese bombing, all of her plans were placed aside and she joined the military to help win the war. Her name is Erna Garten. She's spunky and witty and a great person to talk to. And now, veteran Erna Garten. Erna was born in Sumterville, Alabama on August the 3rd, 1922. Erna was part of a big, big family, 15 brothers and sisters. Wow. I asked her what it was like growing up.
I just remember a full house. There were lots of us, and our parents taught us how to work. Ah. If it was our job to make the lunches for the week, we were responsible. And the same way, if it was your turn to feed the chickens or for my brothers to milk the cows. And this is one thing I think is missing in today's world, because there aren't many jobs parents can teach their children to do when they're living in apartments and they don't have gardens or animals or anything like that.
From our talk, I could tell that Erna, even as a young girl growing up, she was quite excited with life. She had so much to do in her life. I asked her what her plan was.
I don't remember that I made any plans. I think I planned to go to college because I applied to Auburn University and was accepted.
So Erna was on her way to the next chapter of her life's book. But then it came, December 7th, 1941.
I was at school, and I remember all in my dorm sitting and listening to Roosevelt.
It was a solemn time for so many of the young boys. They wanted to join, to get into the battle against those who attacked America and killed so many. But for the older folks, to the mothers and fathers, they had a different concern. They had gone through World War I, and they knew that so many who went to war never came back. Oh, the thought of losing a child in war. But Erna wanted to go.
In June of 1943, I was in the last class of Lady Marines who trained at Hunter College in New York City. And then a whole train brought all of us to New River, North Carolina.
So what did Erna's job assignment come to be? You'll never guess.
I went to Cook's and Baker's School, and after finishing, I went to Cherry Point, North Carolina.
Yep. From fixing the lunches for a large family of 15-plus, Erna went forward with the same so important job. Important why? Because without the proper feeding and care, the soldiers, those fighting the battles, do not have the strength to win the war. I asked her just how big the base was and how many that she fed.
If I remember right, we fed like 2,200 by the time I was in Quantico, Virginia. I was in charge of one section of the cafeteria.
With all of the coming and going of the troops, I asked Erna just which troops was she feeding, those there coming or those going? And she told me both. Some would be coming back from battle, and they needed special care and attention. Some were getting ready to go into battle. But there was something else in her life, someone else in her life. His name was Ed.
My girlfriend was dating Ed's buddy. And so this one Friday night, Ed didn't have a date. So Sally asked me if I would date Ed.
Well, like so many of the wonderful stories of love that we've heard and watched on movies, even during war, people find love. And Ed and Erna fell in love. It was hard because Ed was a pilot and he was traveling back and forth across the Pacific. But then Ed asked the big question, would Erna marry him? And she said yes. But there was still a war to be won, and Ed and Erna made a plan.
I had promised Ed I would marry him a month after I got discharged.
But Ed, he had a different plan.
He came back to the States the day World War II was declared over, and we married.
As World War II had ended, now Ed and Erna married, came back home, had two children, and lived out a wonderful life. Sadly, Ed passed away in 2007. But there was something else very special that Erna did.
After my kids were grown, I decided to study to be a flower arranger. I had entered fairs because I liked to grow things and I liked the competition. And in 1996, I was awarded the first prize for flower arranging for the National Council of Garden Clubs.
Wow, what a wonderful story. What a wonderful life. As we wrapped up our interview, I asked Erna if she had anything else to say, perhaps something to do with the condition of our country right now and the problems that we're facing as a nation. She said this.
What we were once, I have every hope. Politically, we've got to forget Republicans and Democrats and think of Americans.
Amen, Erna, the greatest generation. My thanks to Erna for our talk today and her wonderful service to our nation. Erna, God bless you. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back with more of this special Memorial Day tribute program
after these messages.
On this Memorial Day, we remember the great men and women who served our country and those still serving today to keep us safe and free. This day is more than just time off work or picnics or parades, shopping for the big sales, all good things, but they cause us to get off track as to why we have this special day. To get a copy of this Memorial Day program, A Tribute to Our Heroes, you can visit our website at www.jerrystewartusa.com. And if you subscribe, you will get a free download of this program. Visit www.jerrystewartusa.com and subscribe to get your free download of A Tribute to Our Heroes. Or you can call us at 817-995-4607 to find out more.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. Welcome back to this special Memorial Day tribute to our heroes. Just what is a hero? Well, according to Webster's Dictionary, a hero is not just someone who performs an heroic deed or action. First and foremost, a hero is someone willing to put themselves in that circumstance, to put everything on the line for a greater cause of good. And as I gathered these stories for today's program, it was oh so clear to me that each of these who spoke today were truly willing to give everything that they possessed, even their own lives, for our cause of freedom. And that's how Americans became a free nation. That's how we have remained a free nation, because so many have been willing to give so much. And today we say thank you. But the great price of freedom has not just been paid by our veterans. All across our nation today are moms and dads, sons and daughters, husbands and wives, aching for the loss of their own hero, longing that somehow they would be back safely home. But sadly, they will never come home. What a terrible price to pay. And to those today who grieve over their tragic loss, we say thank you. We pray for you. And then there's the horror of war that some, no matter how